During this last week of December, I have both Christmas on my mind as well as the conclusion of one year and the beginning of the next. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, Senior Pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. We are taping this a couple of days before New Year's Day, so I guess that means a day before New Year's Eve. And it's also still the season of Christmas, so I have both of those things on my mind. And I guess, among other things, I want to, since we are still in the season of Christmas, I will commend to you our beautiful Christmas Eve service, which we will link to. Maybe we'll actually link to both of them that we taped. We did one at 5:30, one at 11 o'clock p.m. They're both basically the same, but maybe check out the 5:30 if you weren't able to be with us. And again, I want to say thank you to everyone who helped make those services possible, and maybe especially our musicians. The music this year was unusually exceptional, and so thanks to the entire musical team for that. And I guess I'll also link to the last episode that talked a little bit about the power of music. There's Christmas going on in my mind, and then again, we're approaching the end of the year, so I'm sort of reflecting on the last year, 2024. And for the church, it's been a wonderful, incredible, productive, I hope, faithful year, and we are really excited about 2025. Of course, in my work as a pastor, I run into people who have had both really good years and challenging and difficult years for all kinds of reasons. And I've actually been in touch with a couple of folks who had particularly challenging years and yet are looking ahead to the future filled with hope. And so wherever you find yourself on that spectrum of both looking back and also looking forward, I have a few readings for us as this year comes to a close. The first of them, I suppose appropriately, comes from C.S. Lewis, and this is actually a reading that I included for someone who is genuinely going out on an adventure in the beginning of this new year after a really challenging and difficult 2024. This comes from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the beginning of the Chronicles of Narnia. And in this quote, C.S. Lewis says, "Some journeys take us far from home. Some adventures lead us to our destiny." And I do think reflecting on the life of faith as a life filled with adventure, I think I've talked about that here before. I think it's a good way to think about the life of faith. I think God, in fact, calls us to a life of adventure. And I pray for this individual and for all of you listening to this that 2025 might indeed be filled with adventure as God calls you and invites you to new challenges, to overcome new difficulties, to share God's love in new ways. So that's the first quote. Second quote actually comes from the Christmas Eve service I referenced earlier, so I've got the bulletin from that service here. And this is the closing prayer. And of course, at Christmas Eve, as at many services, we share communion, which is genuinely a meal that we believe nourishes us for that adventure. So this prayer talks about having been fed, but I think it's a meaningful prayer as we again close the page on one year and as we all anticipate stepping into a new adventure in the new year. So it begins with that word Emmanuel, which means God with us, and comes up particularly at this time of year. The prayer actually explains that's what it means, and so I guess I'm being redundant now, but that's okay. So here's that prayer, which again I pray for all of us as we look ahead to where God is calling us into the future. Emmanuel, God with us, you grace us with life and breath and give us bread for the journey. Send us out in service to this world that you love, telling the amazing news of your coming to be Savior and Lord of all. I love that, both nourishing us and then sending us out into the world to be able to share the good news of Christmas. And then the final very short thing I'll read, and again, this is very sort of Christmassy, But it's a reminder that God goes with us no matter what. Whatever we've been through, whatever we will go through. I talked about this in an episode a little while ago that I think resonated for many people. I can't remember what the title was, but it was something about how God doesn't promise that we're always going to be happy and joyful, that's not what faith is about, but rather that God is going to be present for us. And so maybe we'll link to that as we come to the end of this year. But this quote comes from the beginning of the Gospel of John, the prologue, the first chapter, which is one of my absolute favorite passages in the whole Bible. I won't read the whole thing, but the verse that I'm thinking of here is, again, it opens with, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then it says that this Word, right, this Son of God, this baby born in a manger, is going to enlighten all people. And verse 5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not," and I would add, cannot, never will, overcome it. And I think, again, as we look ahead to the new year, filled probably with all kinds of different feelings for different people, some filled with excitement, maybe some filled with worry, it's good to be reminded that God goes with us and enlightens all the darkness, no matter what. So I hope, as we turn the page again on this year, you can find yourself at a place, regardless of what's happened in the last year, where you are able to perceive that year with gratitude and peace. And I pray that as you look forward to 2025, you can look forward to it with anticipation and hope and joy. And a very blessed new year to all of you. And until next year, as always, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.